for the purposes of some clarity in the programming, I made up a name for each dimension like I've done before. Of course, eventually this gets pretty difficult to do, but you can still extend this to any number of dimensions. The declaration of P is as you would expect. P is a pointer to. Remember what it's supposed to point to. It's supposed to point to an element of the array. Well, each of those elements is a three-dimensional array, and they have a fixed size, of course, which must be. The only thing you can leave off is that first dimension, which is inferred by the number of initializers. Well, I decided to call those three-dimensional things groups. I didn't know what else to call them. And each group will have a number of tables, where each table has a number of rows and each row has a number of columns. And you can see the pattern there for calculating the rank of each dimension. We call it the rank. In other words, the size of each dimension. So you take size of A divided by size of A sub 0 to find the number of elements at the top level. And then you just go down each level by adding another dimension on each side. And that will give you what you need. And now I can go ahead and just have four nested loops. The outermost loop will go through the outermost dimension, etc., etc. Usual thing we expect to see is at the most nested level, I will see as many indexes as I have dimensions in my array. P sub I sub j sub k sub n. Outputs on the next page.